Nolte, Emily Ratajkowski believes killing black babies is a public service. By John Nolte on May 17, 2019. Left-wing activist Emily Ratajkowski is making an anti-science argument to justify the murder of unborn black children as a means to lower the prison population. And I use the term anti-science because Ratajkowski's racist appeal to decrease the black prison population as some kind of public service is purely driven by a sense of supremacism and has nothing to do with facts or statistics. Here she is in her own words, and I dare you to differentiate this from anything you would read at the Daily Stormer or one of those white genocide sites, emphasis added. This week, 25 old white men voted to ban abortion in Alabama even in cases of incest and rape. These men in power are imposing their wills onto the bodies of women in order to uphold the patriarchy and perpetuate the industrial prison complex by presenting women of low-income opportunity the right to choose not to reproduce. The states trying to ban abortions have the highest proportions of black women living there. This is about class and race and is a direct attack on the fundamental human rights women in the U.S. deserve and are protected by under Roe v. Wade. Our bodies, our choice. That's her full statement, but it's the opening, the emphasized part, I want to focus on. Without even attempting to concede lower shade or nuance it, Ratajkowski comes right out and says we need to kill unborn black children before they grow up to become black criminals. What you have here is a white racist making a eugenics argument cloaked in social justice niceties. We'll get to the facts and statistics in a moment, but this must first be made clear, Emily Ratajkowski's argument. Her rationale is no different from what we have heard throughout the darkest parts of human history from the KKK. Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger's hideous sentiments about black Americans, or from the Nazis about any non-Aryan race. Before we get to the math that exposes Ratajkowski as the godless supremacist she is, for just a moment let's assume her thinking is correct that, in the coldest and most clinical terms, her beliefs make sense. Even so, in order to agree with her, you still have to strip every bit of humanity from a monstrous idea comfortable with the murder of children, based solely on their skin color, for crimes they have not yet committed. And even Ratajkowski knows that not every black child murdered in the womb is destined to grow up to be criminal. But she is still willing to exterminate, to sacrifice innocent black life as a means to stop the others. But it's the math that exposes Ratajkowski. The math is damning. A majority of those prisoners, 54%, are black. That means that roughly 25,000 black Alabamans are in prison. Last year, roughly 4,200 black babies were aborted in Alabama. And if you look at the numbers going back to 2006, it seems safe to calculate that over the last 10 years, some 50,000 black babies have been aborted in Alabama. The question, then, is this. Did the legal murder of 50,000 black unborn children decrease the prison population? According to the U.S. Census, for every 100,000 black citizens in Alabama, 1,788 end up in prison, which means that of those 50,000 murdered black children, about 2,500 would end up in prison. What this means is that in order to spare Alabama an additional 2,500 prisoners over 10 years, or only 250 a year, Emily Ratajkowski thinks it's a good idea to literally exterminate the other 47,500 innocent black children. Emily Ratajkowski believes it is noble and woke to murder 100% of unborn black children because 5% might end up in prison. Emily Ratajkowski is defending the murder of roughly 5,000 black babies per year because 250 might end up in prison. It gets worse. Since 2006, roughly 100,000 innocent babies of all races have been legally murdered in the state of Alabama alone. And although black women represent about 14% of the Alabama population, they accounted for nearly 62% of the abortions in 2017. So back-of-the-napkin math tells us that roughly 60,000 black babies have been murdered in one state since 2006. But how many of those 60,000 would have ended up facing the death penalty Ratajkowski wants them sentenced to even before they are born? Well, since 2006, fewer than 35 black people have been moved to death row in Alabama, and only a dozen have been executed. We're killing 60,000 over the 0.1% that might end up on death row? Sorry, that's not an argument, that's a genocide. All that human potential literally butchered, literally ripped into pieces, literally sucked through a vacuum tube, literally tossed in the garbage. What if just one of those black babies had grown up to cure cancer? That would serve us right. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.